In a small northern Mexico city, the workers at a U.S.-owned factory are providing an early test of the new Mexican government's commitment to free labor organizing. Today, they will vote on establishing an independent union. That's permitted under Mexican law, but is rarely successful. Union activists say they've been jailed, fired, and threatened by company bullies, and they're afraid the outcome will be tainted. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The Duro factory in Rio Bravo, Mexico, produces stylish gift bags that are sold at Hallmark stores, among other places. But a group of workers alleges that the wages and working conditions at Duro are intolerable. Sofia Molina worked on the Duro assembly line for 5 years before she was dismissed for taking part in a walkout last spring. She says workers are demanding salaries higher than $8 a day, as well as protective masks, safety shoes, a ventilated work floor, more bathroom breaks, and an end to uncompensated overtime. After the dissident workers decided to break away and form their own union, 150 of them were fired. In the past 9 months, the leaders were jailed briefly, one had his house torched, and everyone has been intimidated by thugs stationed in front of the factory who brandish assault rifles and brass knuckles. Workers say they were hired by the existing union, which is cozy with management. Outside the factory fence yesterday, one of the ousted labor leaders exhorted off-duty employees to swallow their fear and vote their conscience. That won't be easy. Ignoring basic labor rights, Duro employees will not be permitted a secret ballot. They will voice their vote for all to hear. And there are reports from inside that the company will lay off anyone who chooses the Maverick Union. The U.S. Department of Labor has contacted its Mexican counterpart and expressed concern over the lack of secret ballots. In a stifling hotel room in the grimy industrial city of Rio Bravo, just downriver from McAllen, Texas, a group of fired workers waits anxiously for the impending vote that will determine their future. Their former leader, Eliud Almaguer, says in Mexico, companies are afraid of independent unions and they try to impede them at all costs. The Duro factory is one of more than 3,500 maquiladoras that have proliferated in Mexico since NAFTA went into effect 7 years ago. These are duty-free, foreign-owned plants that assemble products for re-export. The Rio Bravo plant is owned by Duro Bag Company of Ludlow, Kentucky, which refuses to comment on the labor problems in Mexico. Managers at the Mexico plant were unavailable for interviews yesterday. However, the Duro plant manager told the Houston Chronicle late last year that his workers were not fired. They walked off their jobs. Furthermore, he said they got a higher-than-average pay raise last year and that the company welcomes a new union as long as it's legal. Traditionally, maquiladoras have dealt with the Confederation of Mexican Workers, the CTM, a state-affiliated union that dates back to the 1930s. In a tacit trade-off, the CTM guaranteed labor stability for industry and votes for the ruling party. In return, the union bosses enjoyed payoffs and political prestige. The wild card in the Duro standoff is Mexico's new president, Vicente Fox. He's not beholden to the CTM because it backed the losing candidate, whose party was trounced after 71 years in power. Yet few Duro workers believe the Fox administration wants to take on the mammoth CTM. Former Duro employee Maria Santana Ramirez says Fox has spoken in favor of independent unions. But it's one thing to say it, it's another to do it, she continues. He's done nothing for us up to now. We want security. We're tired of reprisals. Independent union organizers worry that Duro has already outmaneuvered them, and today's vote by all 700 workers will not go in their favor. Marta Ojeda is a former maquila labor organizer and now president of the Coalition for Justice in the Maquiladoras, based in San Antonio. She predicts the Duro vote will not be as clean as the country's recent presidential election.
It's ironic that you are able to vote for your president, but you are not able to vote for your leader and your own union, and to form your own union.
In the big picture, though, she's hopeful the defeat of Mexico's official party will mean the eventual death of the nation's official union, the CTM. Regardless how the vote goes today in Rio Bravo, these trade unionists say a new Mexican labor movement is inevitable. John Burnett, NPR News, Rio Bravo, Mexico.